Now let's direct our attention to the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 46, which is found on page 46. Oh, I'm sorry, 47. Almost. So Lord's Day 46, found on page 47. Please respond to the questions. Why did Christ command us to address God thus, our Father? To awaken in us, at the very beginning of our prayer, that childlike reverence for and trust in God, which are to be the ground of our prayer, namely that God has become our Father through Christ, and will much less deny us what we ask of Him in faith than our parents refuse us earthly things. Why is it added in heaven that we might have no earthly thought of the heavenly majesty of God, and from His almighty power expect all things necessary for body and soul? One of the joys, congregation, that I have as a father of two boys is that I get to experience the world around me through their eyes. Right? They to see what gets them excited. Right? At nighttime, my son will look at the sky and say, "Look, Dad, how bright the stars are." Or when they see an airplane, you know, in the sky, it's like they've seen a celebrity or something. And they're so excited. Oh, it's an airplane. It's an airplane. And then they ask a million questions, you know, where's the airplane going? Why is the color blue? And you know, all those type of things. But they're so excited to see all of these things that we see as mundane and not very exciting. Or maybe during our walks, my oldest likes to stare into an anthill. And where we are, there's lots of open land, empty plots. And I mean, if I let him, he can stare at that thing for, I don't know, hours, but a long, long time. And we have fields of them. So he enjoys those things. And when they get excited over these things, it makes me excited, right? It makes me wonder about God's creation. But then as we get older, those same stars that used to excite us as children become looked over. Right, the airplanes just become background noise. The experience of life also makes it harder for us to be trusting. And that's another thing about it being a child or looking at a child, is how trusting they are of their parents. They may complain about a lot of things, but they never wonder whether there's going to be food on the table. They don't wonder about the bills and whether the lights are going to be on. They know that mom and dad is going to be there to provide for their needs. But as we get older, these things become mundane, or in life's experiences, it's harder for us to trust other people. But friends, as Christians, you never grow out of being a child. Now, I didn't say childish, but being a child of God. Jesus does not say you need to have the faith of an adult. He says you must receive the kingdom of God as a little child. He says whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in my kingdom. You know what he's saying there? Having a childlike faith is not something we would grow out of. No, friends, that's the goal of your entire Christian life, is to be like a child in your faith and trust in your Father. You will spend the rest of your days maturing and growing to be like a child in your reverence and trust towards your Heavenly Father. But how do we become, how do we grow in becoming like a child or having this childlike reverence and trust? Jesus says to pray to your Heavenly Father with the same excitement and the same kind of trust that a child would have towards their parents. And you know what increases that reverence, that excitement, that trust? Knowing Him. Knowing Him through His Word. The psalmists often exemplify how to pray with that childlike reverence and trust. Psalm 139 says, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, or the grave, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the earth or the sea, even there your hand will lead me. Your right hand will hold me. Listen to those words. That is coming from a childlike trust and reverence towards his Father in heaven. But brothers and sisters, David wrote those words not knowing God the way you and I do now because of Christ. We know a lot more about God now. And this is evident because of how Jesus teaches us to pray. He doesn't say, pray my Father who art in heaven. He says, our Father who art in heaven. Through Christ, we are privileged to call God our Father as He calls God His Father, as He calls to His Father. Christ can call them His Father because He is the eternal begotten Son of God. And we too can call Him Father because our adoption papers are signed and sealed in the blood of His Son. If you want to know His peace, if you want to know true joy, if you wish to grow in maturity as a follower of Christ, pray to your Father with the reverence and trust of a child. Amen.